This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Several explosions lit the night sky over Gaza before dawn on Thursday as Palestinian suffering increased as Israeli bombs demolished neighborhoods. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets with officials in Israel on Thursday as he makes a visit as a show of support following the Hamas attack that killed at least 1,200 people. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
Blinken faces thorny issues. How to keep the conflict from spilling over, how to get hostages freed, including 15 Americans who are still missing, and how to help some 2 million Palestinian civilians now trapped in Gaza. He is also expected to go to Jordan. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
The death toll in both Israel and the Gaza Strip increased on Wednesday. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Terrorism specialist Miri Eisen says Hamas gunmen could still be hiding inside Israel.
The systematic finding now of the terror nests that they built in and around, that's something that can go on for days. This is dangerous times. We're talking about a pre-planned full-scale massacre attack.
In Eisen's view, Israel must continue its attacks on Hamas until the group's military capability is destroyed. But she notes a ground invasion of Gaza would be complicated. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Israel said it has formed an emergency wartime unity government to fight Hamas militants at the same time massing 300,000 troops near Gaza for what could be a ground invasion of the Palestinian enclave. The White House President Joe Biden reaffirmed Washington's support for Israel and assured a group of Jewish leaders that his administration was working on every aspect of the hostage crisis in Israel, which includes Americans.